B-Pod Studios.
So tier one.
Here we go.
We've lost one of the four teams. We now have only three in tier one. The Buffalo Bills, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Kansas City Chiefs. That's it. Nobody else in tier one. Bills are obviously a wagon. The Chiefs just beat the Chargers at home. Tampa Bay's offense hasn't played great, but their defense looks awesome.
Tier two, please.
Hey, tier two. Packers remain on tier two. Down from tier one, Chargers and Rams. I don't think the Rams look good. The Rams don't look good at all.
And they nearly blew that game to Atlanta, right?
Really? Ugh. Again, so they don't look right to me, so they don't belong in that top tier anymore. And I moved a few teams up to tier two. The Dolphins, the Eagles, now on the second tier, along with the Bengals and Ravens, who I'm keeping there for the time being, the Bengals. And San Francisco 49ers, now in tier two.
Of course.
Because they have had a significant upgrade at quarterback, as we all know. So, time to take the Niners seriously. But the way that division looks, with the weakening of the Rams, San Francisco, to me, is the favorite to win that division. And, you know, I would take them seriously.
Move along. Tier three, please.
Okay, tier three. Three teams have dropped down. The Vikings, who got their asses kicked in Philadelphia. The Broncos, who look like garbage. And the Raiders, whom I like, but, you know, the facts are the facts. They are winless at this stage, the Raiders are. They're now in tier three, along with Tennessee, Indianapolis, the Cardinals, and the Cowboys, who've dropped down. I just don't like the way Dallas looks offensively.
Didn't they look good last week?
Yeah, but again, it's really more the offense. Defensively, they played very well. And you should give the Cowboys credit, by the way, because they have faced Brady and Burrow in the two games, and their defense has been good. I just don't know if they really have the offensive horses, even with Prescott, to be an elite team in the league this year.
Tier four, please.
Okay, tier four. It's a thick group now. Steelers, Patriots, Saints, Giants, the Browns, who won last night, but big deal, you beat Pittsburgh, Seattle, and the Detroit Lions and the Jags.
Oh, you've moved two of those guys up, haven't you?
I moved them up. The Jags also up to tier four. Jacksonville, to me, that was nothing to sneeze at, beating the Colts like they did. And I know the Colts have looked like garbage, but Jacksonville's been competitive in both games. I mean, they're better than, I think, the real dregs of the league. And, you know, Trevor Lawrence, high-end talent. Keep an eye on them. We'll see how it goes this week. They're at the Chargers.
Here's the bottom tier, tier five, please.
Okay, these are the suckbag teams in the league. And for all intents and purposes, they're going to stay there, barring some sort of miracle. Panthers, Falcons, Jets, Texans, Commanders, and Bears. I'll give you one team to keep an eye on. Washington could move out of there. Let's see what happens. Do you realize Carson Wentz is tied for the league lead in touchdown passes, second in the league in yards?
What? I did not. Who knew?
Carson Wentz is playing extremely well for the Commanders, and this week at home against his former team with Philadelphia.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.